want me. They want me.
Congrats.
Oh. Hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me.
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great.
Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules. Okay. I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show.
They bring you very best wishes, and may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. You know, on this next segment of Best Of, sometimes the show... Well, Don just has a lot of things in his bag, in Donnie's bag, and you never know quite which direction the show's going to go, and that's one of these segments. It's the best. Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
All right, now I'll give you a choice of a couple of things here.
Okay.
We have a bunch of stories for the 60-second interview.
All right.
Which never really goes 60 seconds. We always just shoot for 60 seconds.
That's true.
Or I got another quiz that was written from a guy in prison. Mm-hmm. It's kind of disturbing.
Got to go with disturbing. You know, when you use that word, you've trained me well. You told me a long time ago, whenever you hear the word disturbing, always go for it because you smell sulfur.
Disturbing equals good.
Yes.
Disturbing equals number one ratings in 25 categories.
That is correct. This will be a disturbing quiz?
Well, I think so.
Well, that's interesting.
This is the guy. Remember a while ago we were reading a sex quiz that the guy in jail sent us?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, he's written us again.
Oh, he's a disturbing man.
His name is Scott, and he's in the central treatment facility at the D.C. jail.
Yeah, he should be there.
And he writes...
The central treatment facility. Would that mean mental treatment, do you think?
I don't know.
All right.
Dear Don and Mike, during 25 years of interacting with the criminal justice system... I've had the opportunity to meet many interesting people. I consider myself a connoisseur on the subject of human behavior.
Oh, boy.
Some of my favorite people over the years have been recreational exterminators, what you civilians so callously call serial killers.
Oh, God. Ooh, this is just... Now I'm disturbed.
They like to be called magicians for the ability they have for making people disappear. Enclosed, please find the prison-approved serial killer aptitude test. Compiled with the assistance of my good friend Neil, an aficionado. You may want to take the test while having an old friend for lunch.
How far into this did you read?
Your friend Scott. Well, I think he's trying to be funny.
Yeah, how far into it did you read?
I went past the part that says serial killer aptitude test, years 1 to 12 early childhood.
Oh, wow.
And I went right to adulthood to the present.
Hmm.
So... Is continuing to live with mother becoming intolerable now that she's become a fat, miserable, bitter old woman intent on making you a failure, just like your bastard of a father was? Oh. Is it wrong to drown mother in a pot of that lumpy goddamn oatmeal you've been eating three times a day for 26 years and cut her in pieces like a frying chicken and bury her in the backyard?
This isn't a quiz, it's a statement.
Is it wrong to tell the neighbors mother's on a long visit to her sister in Cleveland? Is it a bad thing to hide from the police when the noisy effing neighbors sent them around just because the grass has grown so high in the yard and the mail keeps piling up and that bad smell was bothering people? When will that effing phone stop ringing all the time?
Oh, man.
How many square feet is that crawl space anyway? Figure 18 square feet per body into 2,500 square feet of crawl space and 2 to 4 bodies a week is what? About a year until peak capacity?
Oh, my. That's, you know, there's comedy. There's comedy everywhere you look.
Would it be neater and more expedient to domerize them in an acid-filled industrial-sized plastic barrel?
Oh, very odd.
Do human skin-covered lampshades make an understated, chic comment about the real you?
Boy, Texas Chainsaw Massacre stuff now.
Ooh. Does it have to stop somehow?
Oh, man. This is scaring me.
Have you been getting sloppy in catching your prey, such as leaving forensic evidence at the crime scene because you really deep down want the police to stop what the voices are making you do?
Sure.
Will the papers compare you to Dahmer, Bundy, or dare we say it, Edward, the famous cold cut of the Wisconsin State Prison?
Who knows? I haven't heard of him.
Me either.
No. Then that scares me.
Yes. I'm telling you, we got something here.
You know, you said disturbing. That's a very, very good word.
Do they have the death penalty in this state? If I ask that question, am I really insane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I guess that means if you ask that question, you're not insane enough to not care.
Maybe. Well.
Did you ever suspect your mother was a prostitute?
Mm-hmm.
Did the other kids in the neighborhood call your mom a whore, even though some of their fat, stinking, grunting fathers paid mommy visits on payday?
Watch out, Rob.
Should prostitution be legalized? Because one way or another, they're all whores down deep.
Oh, boy. Very disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enter puberty at an early age? Did you have any pets during adolescence?
Oh, God.
Did you find your pet to be overly dependent and demanding, always following you into the woods, even when you threw rocks at the stupid mongrel?
Oh, no.
When did this pet finally disappear?
Oh, man.
Did a lot of small animals in your neighborhood disappear, especially right after you got that really cool dissecting kit for Christmas?
You've gone to the kids section, haven't you?
Well, no, I've gone to the...
adolescent section.
Yes, I went past the small child section.
There you go.
Does eating some of anything you make die ensure that some of it, him, she will always be with you?
Oh, God.
I'm just reading it.
I know you are.
Your tax dollars at work.
Yes, sir.
Disturbing.
Did you have bad acne during adolescence?
Interesting.
Did you have a date for the junior or senior prom? Did the girl you asked to go to the prom laugh and call you pizza face?
Oh, God, this is sick.
Did you keep following her home because you knew if only she knew what really went on in your mind, she would never say no to you ever, ever again?
Oh, God. Man, disturbing.
Did you stop following her home after her brothers beat the S out of you and her parents put that stupid restraining order on you?
Man, Rick Rockwell.
Did the voices in your head that tell you to do bad things start about this time? Did you secretly stop taking that medicine because they were putting poison in it? Are the voices happier now that the medicine doesn't interfere?
Oh, man. This is very... I told you. What's that word you like
disturbing.
To use?
Disturbing.
Disturbing and hinky.
Yes.
Very, very hinky.
I told you.
There it is.
You've heard most of the questions.
That's not a... You know something that's not a quiz? It's a desperate cry for help.
And let me see. Hold on. Living with mother intolerable. Where's the part?
Mother. Living with mother.
Mm-hmm. There's a part where...
Old friend is coming over for dinner.
What the answers mean. Hold on a second. I mean, the guy really...
You mean there's a key to the...
Yeah.
There's a key.
Total number of yes answers.
Okay.
1 to 5. Normal to borderline dysfunctional personality.
Mm-hmm.
Persons in this category include Hugh Grant, Pee Wee Herman, Mr. Rogers, Bill Clinton... And Michael, kindly old Buzz Elston.
Oh, God. Nice that you're included in there, Buzz.
I'm very proud of that, yes.
5 to 10. Dysfunctional, maladjusted to severe antisocial personality with inability to control episodic violent rage reactions to situations where individual feels out of control with his environment or peers.
I'm frightened.
Persons in this category include Richard Nixon. Adolf Hitler,
oh,
G. Gordon Liddy, Joan Crawford, Robe Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
Oh.
Wow.
10 to 15. Severely antisocial, violent personality with paranoiac tendencies. Some paranoiac manifestations culminating in possible type 1 organized serial homicide profile.
Oh, God.
Persons in this category include... Ted Bundy, the Boston Strangler, Marge Schott, Janet Reno, John Wayne Gacy, and Ken Stevens.
Oh, there he is, Ken Stevens.
And then finally, 10 to 20.
Oh, this is scary.
Severely disturbed, overtly violent, homicidal personality to genuine type 2 disorganized serial homicide profile.
Wow.
Incapable of normal human interaction.
Funny you said Norman. Norman?
Mm-hmm. Requiring extremely close confinement and chemical restraint.
Mm-hmm.
Persons in this category include Jack the Ripper, Richard the Night Stalker Ramirez, and Dennis
Five Fingers Murphy.
There it is.
Okay. Wow.
Well, it's nice to know you got so many criminals that surround us on this show.
Just read them, man.
There it is. Very, very disturbing. We want to thank that individual for sending that interesting little paper.
All right, here's a guy who works in a jail. Hey, nice job.
Hello. John and Mike, my brothers.
Doug.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm just calling to let you know the place that I work at, that is, they sit around and make lists like that every day because they have nothing but time.
Right. Well, that was a pretty, I guess you would agree, that's a pretty creative one there.
Yeah, but I've seen a lot worse that you can't say on the radio.
I bet
you do.
And it scares the crap out of me when I first started there to think of how many people that you don't know on the street are like that.
Now, when you hear that, what does that list tell you when you hear that?
Run.
Obviously,
run.
You know, there's a little comedy in there, but what's your impression of that when you hear Don reading that?
He needs help, and he's in the right section of that jail.
So that is kind of a...
That's typical.
Okay.
That's typical. All right, hold on. I got a guy who just took the test and says he's going to turn himself in right away.
Phil.
Yes.
Phil?
Phil?
That's my name.
So you scored highly on that test?
Was that the whole test? Because if there was more, maybe they should come get me now.
Yeah. I left out the questions for when you were a very small child. I found that part of it a little too...
To be extra disturbing?
Too disturbing to read on the radio.
Very good.
Well, then, I think they should come pick me up now.
Okay, just stay on the line. We'll get your address.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Phil?
Wow.
All right. Well, hello to all the cons who are listening.
Yeah, nice to know that certain people are behind bars.
And another day, maybe for the wacky story file for the 1 minute interview.
Absolutely. Let's all just shower off now.
Quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. This is 106.7 WJFK.
Do you love the outdoors enough to celebrate REI's 66th anniversary? Well, let's just see. Does your car have a rack to carry your other car racks? Are you comfortable talking to people about your hydration bladder? Do you think vented vestibules are a good thing? Have you willingly gone more than 1 week without bathing? Do you find my voice sexy? I crossed a line, didn't I? Does the thought of saving up to 30% on outdoor gear and apparel bring a tear to your eye? If you answered yes to any of these questions, especially the last one, then you're practically made for the REI anniversary sale. May 21st through the 31st, REI members save up to 30%. Not a member? Well, you'll still save, and it's easy to join if you want to. The REI anniversary sale. Celebrate and save.
The REI anniversary sale going on Friday, May 21st through Monday, May 31st. Visit REI in Timonium, College Park, Bailey's Crossroads in Fairfax, or shop online at REI.com.
The following is a special notice to all new import buyers. Through this Sunday, one of the largest Honda distribution centers on the East Coast will be offering never-to-be-repeated prices on hundreds of new Hondas. Through this Sunday, manufacturers' prices on new 2004 Pilots, Odyssey, CRVs, Civics, and Accords will be disregarded. Instead, the lowest prices since these models were introduced in October will be offered. In addition, qualified buyers will be offered the lowest possible finance rate. This event will feature one of the largest selections of new Hondas on the East Coast. Plus, all buyers will be given free oil and lube maintenance on their new Honda for the next 2 years, and the highest possible trade-in allowances for their old car. But act soon. The lowest prices since the 2004s were introduced in October are in effect only through this Sunday. At only one location in the metro area, Rosenthal Honda, on Route 7 in Tyson's Corner. For more information, call 703-749-6600. 749-6600.
Honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. How could I... What, did I forget our anniversary?
Not yet. Oh. But remember that place on the beach with the thatched roof and those fans shaped like palm leaves?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back.
When?
Every day.
This spring, come to Lowe's and let your ideas travel. Whether you dream of tropical islands or the ancient Orient, Lowe's has the kind of exotic ceiling fans that help make the place you live the place you love. You'll find unique new fans from Casablanca, Hunter, and Harbor Breeze that you won't find at any other home improvement center in the country. And Lowe's has them at Lowe's. prices every day, guaranteed. That's our promise.
Who knew a ceiling fan could have this kind of effect on a room?
I did, remember?
Yes, you did. That's why I married you.
Lowe's, improving home improvement.
Now's the perfect time to come to Lowe's for ceiling fans. Spend $98 or more on Kichler, Harbor Breeze, or Hunter fans, and you'll get a mail-in form good for a $20 Lowe's gift card free. This offer's not valid on Casablanca and Hunter's Designer's Choice fans and expires 6604. See store, Lowe's.com, or printed advertising for details.
Honey, did you know that apophobia is the fear of bees?
Nope.
Or that clinophobia is the fear of beds?
Really?
Yep. And ombrophobia is the fear of rain.
Well, since you know so much, what's the fear of paying too much for a new car?
Now that one I don't know. But I know the cure for it. Landmark Honda.
Landmark Honda?
Yep. They're celebrating the grand opening of their brand new showroom and service area all week long. Imagine, honey, we can choose.